Some of the country's most profound healthcare challenges are playing out in rural areas struggling with populations that are relatively older and sicker. In part three of a five-part series, reporter Mark Zedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio has the story of a rural hospital that's becoming accustomed to functioning in the red.
Not since 2006 has a Big Fork Valley hospital taken in more money than it spent on care. Despite the nonstop financial losses, it continues on.
I'll open the door for you.
Big Fork Valley Hospital CEO Aaron Saudi took me inside a relatively new memory care wing called Aspen Circle.
I love you.
Frank Sinatra wafts from a CD player.
This is a secure unit.
It feels like a homey lodge, open and airy.
A resident wants to wander, can do that endlessly without hitting the end of a hallway and getting kind of confused.
Located in a remote area of northern Minnesota, Big Fork, population 445, is the smallest town in the state with a hospital. Operating in the red has been a way of life here. Opposite the memory care unit, the emergency room sits idle, but it's staffed up and ready. Saudi says the ER is not a moneymaker, but is a critical Big Fork Valley hospital service.
So important for our community and then also for tourists, you know, when they get a fish hook in their hand or have chest pains.
The closest hospital is more than 40 miles away. Getting there, especially in the depths of winter, can be a harrowing trip. Dr. George Rounds says if the Big Fork Hospital ever shut down, some critically ill people might not survive the ride.
There is a thing called the golden hour. If you don't get to the hospital within that golden hour, your chances of survival are significantly less.
Newly published research from the University of Washington indicates there's a significant increase in the death rate for time-sensitive health problems in rural areas after a hospital serving the region has closed. Big Fork Valley Hospital is owned by a special unit of government called a hospital district. It has taxing authority throughout a 1,500-square-mile region because more than a dozen local governments agreed to join the district. Dr. Rounds retired after nearly 40 years at the hospital. He now chairs the district's board and has a front-row view of the ongoing financial struggles.
We'll keep limping along as long as we can.
Rural hospitals face unique challenges. They serve disproportionately older, sicker populations than their metro area counterparts. Patients are less likely to have insurance that covers the cost of care. The Minnesota Hospital Association says more than one in four Minnesota hospitals lose money on operations, most of them in rural parts of the state. Healthcare consultant Dan Zismer says financial pressures are forcing independent rural hospitals to join hospital systems with deeper pockets to stay open. That often leads to the elimination of local services, aside from some outpatient and emergency care.
Is healthcare going to go away from rural America? No, but it's probably going to continue to change pretty dramatically.
Like other remote hospitals, Big Fork Valley gets somewhat more generous payments from Medicare, but Round says they still lose money on Medicare patients.
Like if we bill $300 and they will allow $150.
The hospital doubled its levy effective this year, but it is not enough. Round says the area can't sustain a tax increase large enough to make up for all of the losses. Big Fork's hospital is able to keep its doors open amid the losses by spending money intended for maintenance and equipment. With more than 200 people on its payroll, Big Fork Valley Hospital is the biggest employer in town. It is also a prized asset here. 71-year-old Mike Koshin's family has owned the grocery store in Big Fork all his life.
We just love our hospital. We think so highly of our doctors. We're so proud of our facility.
Koshin says if the hospital shuts down, it would trigger a downward spiral for the local economy.
It's a tremendous asset to not only Big Fork, but all the surrounding communities.
Big Fork Valley Hospital CEO Aaron Saudi says the status quo is not sustainable.
We need to do something to turn it around because within 5 years, we could be in trouble.
Saudi says a hospital may have to surrender its independence and join a larger system. Given the demographic and economic trends challenging independent rural hospitals, affiliation may be the best option for many. Mark Zedeklik, NPR News, Big Fork, Minnesota.